I have an announcement for anybody who lives in the universe.
Yes.
You suck if you play Age of Empires 2. That is all.
Now, I would like to disagree with that. While it is true that it is a slow-paced game, not exactly a party game, especially in someone's house who doesn't like RTSs, it's a pretty engaging game, you know? I mean, as far as the RTS genre goes, I'd say it's up there.
Get out of my house.
See, I can't go anywhere with that. So it seems that because we are working without any sort of script or idea of what we want to do today, for now we're just going to sit around and watch Ninja Scroll and talk into these microphones.
No. We can't multitask with that. We can barely do one thing at a time. Does anybody mind if we just call this the Elite Crew Podcast for now, since that's what I already set it up as?
I got no problems about that.
And also because the previous name, the Information Progress and Other Public Broadcasting.
Progcast.
I said broadcast.
Okay.
Yeah, it's long and it's kind of stupid. And actually,
is it?
Now that I think about it, like, I should take some of that music you made and, like, just for the intro, I should cut it in, like, right now. Treating, like music?
Like an introduction.
We don't need no introductions. Really? Weren't we going to do this about the third podcast?
Oh, yeah, but the third podcast was going to be about the second podcast.
Right.
About the third podcast.
And
that.
Yeah, Half-Life 2. So, it was short, but I liked it.
Personally, I haven't played through the entire game yet because my computer is not good enough to do that. But Gary's mod's fun enough.
Yeah, honestly, if you just play, like, Gary's mod and they had that like Half-Life 2 substance, which was just they took like very vague inspiration from Metal Gear Solid and put that in.
So on that mark, I'm going to go get some stew because I heard that exists and I am hungry.
I'm kind of hungry too. I'd like some stew.
So we're gonna just gonna be like the eating podcast all of a sudden.
Maybe.
Like,
okay.
This is the greatest pizza ever. Let me enjoy it.
Anders,
and the microphones.
Anders, come take this microphone. I'm getting stew.
In what episode do you think everyone's going to find out what our names actually are?
Brian and Tim.
No, you ruined the experience.
It's all right. I already said Brian. Talk for a while and be interesting.
I'm not really Tim.
So.
I'm not Tim.
Not Tim.
Yes, not Brian, what?
How are we going to make this podcast awesome while they're away?
Well, I guess we can talk about the cat cannon.
The cat cannon? Enlighten me.
Well, it's a cannon with a cat, basically.
Damn it, Tim.
I've run out of ideas. Shit, we need the lunch table, apparently, because I can't be wacky enough without a lunch table.
Here, use this. I put some cookies on it. Lunch.
It's lunch. Yay. So.
Tim. You're ruining the podcast.
That's your fault.
Read this newspaper. Quick, save yourself.
Okay, so apparently we're put on the Spitz, and Elliot Spitzer looks like a freaking alien.
This isn't a political podcast, Tim.
I don't care.
You can't say that name.
I can see whatever I want.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
Well, you can. I mean, it is the internet, but you
should. Yes, I should. Well, we can debate that. Whether or not we should say what we want.
We failed to do anything awesome while you were away. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
We suck. For cake.
Because I came back, and now I have meat.
Alright, so I suppose we should tell you our names, but you probably, if you're listening to this, hell, you're probably in Warwick and you probably know us anyway, but I'm Ryan Truitt, I'm here to deliver some DOMs.
I'm Brian Slevin, I don't do anything of great importance. Tim!
Ow!
Out.
I'm Tim, don't be hitting me in the head! Ow!
I'm Nick Korn, I own the computer and the majority of the games.
Anders Korn is a refusenik. He's not Nick's brother.
It's a good thing you can't hear Anders' voice on the microphones.
It's the voice of cynicism.
Anyway,
Anders' voice is like your voice, but it's the world's bassiest voice.
Anders, we can't hear you.
Can't hear you.
Gentlemen. Gentlemen. Hey guys.
What?
Anybody else like Half-Life 2?
I like Half-Life 2.
Right, back to the subject. We were talking about Half-Life 2, and particularly in this case, Gary's Mod, which, if you don't know, is a wonderful sandbox sort of device. Not the shitty sort of sandbox device where you wander around a city and beat up hookers.
Because I believe this was sort of like the age of games where we just got onto some next-gen stuff, so people were like, we can be special. Like, the only other things I can think of were, like, Animal Crossing said we have a clock, and then Half-Life said we had physics.
Yeah, so in this case, physics lets you make, like, my words are failing me. Like boats in the sky, airships.
How about them airships?
Well, we take a dumpster.
And then we attach balloons to it.
And then we put exploding barrels on sticks.
And some thrusters.
And lots of rope and elastic.
And just hope that we put them all in the right direction.
With enough duct tape, and a little bit of hope, and a tiny sparkle of magic, my dreams could come true.
That's the basic idea behind Gary's Mod.
And luckily, this game is multiplayer, so as you have one person trying in much, much vain to fly the airship, you can have, like, five other people on the ground screaming, "Oh, the humanity!" Except it'll be probably spelled with, like, 11 exclamation points, a couple of threes, a backwards R. I don't know how you type a backwards R, but they'll find a way. They're noobs.
Unfortunately, as we found out today,
it doesn't have any pirates.
You can't save any of your work.
Well, you can if you're in single-player mode.
Can you report it into multiplayer?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
What if you're hosting? Can you host from a saved creation?
Probably not. I mean, it doesn't work that way.
Be like, you know what? I decide I want some more people in here.
No, doesn't work like that.
Yeah, basically, like, when you create a multiplayer, it does different startup processes. Which is kind of stupid, because I remember back in the original Doom, you used to be able to save a multiplayer game, and then either load it as single or multiplayer again.
How does that work?
Magic.
But keep in mind, with Gary's Mod, it has to keep track of who placed what thrusters, who controls them, and all sorts of crazy crap. I don't know. It's not Doom. It has more dimensions.
Yeah, plus...
You can look up.
Oh, snap!
Plus, Half-Life was just sort of the game that, it was actually... The original Half-Life was probably a better single-player game anyway.
I don't know. I've played through a bit of Half-Life. About as much as... I mean, it wasn't too engaging for me. I remember fighting a tentacle monster and then just some guards hanging down from ropes on the ceiling and those little monsters that hang from the ceiling dropped ropes down on you and ate you, but it didn't seem too engaging. I'm not just saying, like, hating on that because it's kind of older now. I mean, I love Action Quake 2.
Amen.
Me too.
Yeah, I felt the same way, and I don't think I got much farther than Ryan did. But...
I made it to the end because I have no life.
But lot of the mods for Half-Life are awesome.
The Specialist.
Hell yeah, the Specialist.
Svenkoop, as it's called.
And also, I hate to bring it up, but if we're talking about multiplayer mods for Half-Life, you have to mention Counter-Strike. That was also kind of like the biggest boom in multiplayer online gaming.
Yeah, I suppose that really opened the door for a lot of people who suddenly realized that, you know, modding was... Well, a lot of people might have just realized that modding existed.
Well,
also that you can make money off of it.
Unfortunately, I've only played Counter-Strike twice. Once by myself, and once where I got kicked as soon as I joined, because the people there have the psychic power to tell if you're a noob or not.
So really, up to that point, there was multiplayer online gaming, but it was sort of boggy and just confusing, and nobody really paid attention to it unless you were extremely... hardcore / lame?
Yeah, it was pretty rudimentary. You didn't have
out now. I assume our viewers are too.
You didn't have the lobbies that you used to, but that we're used to now. You had to, you know, type in everything manually. I mean, hell, I remember...
Brian.
That. I'm not going to go on this rant.
That's okay, because I kind of stopped paying attention to... How you doing, Brian?
I'm okay. Is Ryan still talking?
No.
Oh, okay.
I can't hear him. He must not be. Although I was kind of enjoying it, but then I realized I still have a bowl of stew in front of me.
I don't know. I like Quake.
As far back as my memory goes, as soon as I got a computer, it had Quake 1 and Doom on it, so I've been playing that pretty much my entire life.
Yeah. How about Jazz Jackrabbit?
I am not familiar with Jazz Jackrabbit. I mean, I know of it, but no, shut up.
It exists in like four different places in this basement.
That and the original Prince of Persia.
Oh, Prince of Persia. For me, I think one of the biggest introductions to gaming I remember for me was what we called Final Fantasy II at the time, but it was really IV. That probably says something about me.
I'm sure it does, but I'm too busy eating stew to say something.
But after that, the next game I actually played through and finished was probably Quake 1 and StarCraft.
Ugh. No, actually, it's funny you mentioned Prince of Persia because back in the day, which I guess really I'm talking about only about 4 years ago.
Day was Tuesday, if we remember.
Maybe. You weren't there. I think Tim was there, though. Tim, do you remember that time that we had the lock-in at the church?
Oh, my.
I remember that. I was there, too.
You were there? No way.
Yes, I was.
You were?
Really?
How were you?
I was there. I remember you guys.
Was that back when we didn't know who the hell you were? We still called you Boston because you had the Boston sweatshirt.
Oh, my Boston. God.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Boston.
Well, no, because all I remember about that was Prince of Persia saved my reputation that night.
Explain.
Somebody brought a GameCube, and for some reason the church has one of the biggest televisions I have ever seen in my life. And we had Soul Calibur 2.
Yeah.
Which was pretty nice on the GameCube. Link was only a little broken.
Yeah. Well, no, because I got into a fight with somebody, and we were both Mitsurugi. And the only thing I remembered was that in Prince of Persia, the way you win was you wait for the other guy to make one frame of animation of attack, and then you could attack faster than he could. So you just wait for him to attack, and then you attack, and you win. I used the exact same method on the kid I was playing. Because he would use a slower attack, and then I would just use a stab attack, and I won the entire round that way.
Yep.
True story.
So yeah, GameCube. Right now I'm actually borrowing that guy who refuses to talk, Anders GameCube. Say hi, Anders.
We can't hear you.
Yeah, if you
can't hear you.
If you couldn't hear it, Anders said hi. I'm actually in the room, and I couldn't hear what Anders said just then.
So anyway, back to my original point, the GameCube. While we're on this spree talking about FPSs, I've been playing Metroid Prime, which has a sort of different feel to it than, you know, the sort of frantic combat that, you know, well, I don't know if really frantic is the right word to describe Half-Life, but it's got sort of the more puzzle-y elements to it, which I have to say, I don't know, I have nothing to compare it to with first-person puzzle games like that.
Well, does it really have, like, puzzles in it? Because the only other thing I can think of, which is sort of like a first-person exploring game, would be something maybe back like in the vein of Myst or something. Yeah.
Well, it's not really...
You didn't shoot anything in Myst.
Yeah, that's true. Like, it combines a lot of stuff, like...
I never
You know,
Myst.
You have to... Well, it's not really puzzling so much as just, you know, that sort of Metroidvania going out, gotta get the double jump so I can jump up to the ledge, so I can get the power bomb, so I can blow up that wall, so I can get the new beam, so I can get through that door.
Talk
so
about
I like
the
it.
Gigantic maps.
So that you can trade the baseball
the maps
for
are
the
stupid huge.
Yeah, that's
clams
the one thing
traded
that
for painting the fence.
That's the one thing that kind of gets me about it. It has that sort of free-roaming bigness to it, which translated pretty well into first person. Except, you know, at first when I couldn't find my way around and everything. But one thing that I have to complain about is how far apart all of your objectives tend to be, and there's no way to, like, move quickly between them, except for walking.
That's one thing that usually annoys me about games like that. It's actually not fast enough. Like, I love puzzles, but I love puzzles like Bust a Move, where it's still a competition, and you have to be fast enough to win, even though it's really a thinking-type game.
Yeah.
Okay, Bust a Move really isn't thinking.
I don't know. Maybe it's just my connection back to Metroid, because I love Metroid, Super Metroid on the Super NES. Love that game. But...
Okay, I've never played Metroid, but I hate it.
All right. So maybe that's why I put up with it. I don't know.
Some games don't trust well in the 3D. Like,
Oh, yeah.
Like, Ryan's at the Walking Zed. But the maps, the map in the corner to show you where we're going, is also in 3D, and it's this weird
yellow
color. So you can't... You can't tell if, like, there's a wall. You can't tell any space. You can't tell where a wall is. And all you see is this blinking little point, like, go here, go here. And you're like, I don't know where there is.
Yeah, the map it gives you is entirely transparent.
Yeah.
So in some places where the map might be, like, layered, you know, you have elevators going up and down someplace, you can't find where the hell you're supposed to be.
Well, that's actually why I would like to start playing a game like Encounters in Space. Where the map is basically just a 3D representation of the 3D space you're existing in, overlaid on that same space. Exactly. Actually, while we're on that topic, I think we've been just going on for way too long about just talking and describing things. What's something that you hate?
Something that I hate. I don't know. I don't hate a lot offhand. What?
I hate Heelys.
Ah, the shoes with the wheels.
I hate those.
I mean, I wish I had a pair, but I hate them.
Yeah, me too.
I'm trying to imagine how many kids have died due to those things.
I can't imagine that many.
No, I'm starting to get pissed off because, like, I've now had the ability to test the best way to knock people down on it because I'm around somebody who wears them.
Me too.
Quite often
you
around
are,
aren't
you?
And you'd be surprised because as soon as you alter their balance in any way, they just hit shoes. So it's harder to knock them over. You'd be have an easier time knocking down somebody just standing.
Hmm.
Although to counter that, I've actually seen her regular walk and then attempt to wheel while she wasn't wearing the shoes, and she would just sort of skid and trip.
So I guess to become what's
dependent
name?
Dependent on them.
Yes, there is dependency involved with Heelys, but
it's like when you're in space and your legs fall off.
What if there's a withdrawal symptoms or something? Like, I have to wheel. I need to wheel.
Jonesing for a good wheeling. All right. All right. So, if we decide that nothing else gets to be on the end of this episode, I guess we're calling them episodes now because maybe this will become a thing. I don't know.
I considering how this is going, I think it could.
Yeah, I could see this panning out if we actually went into this and planned this because we had a nice discourse.
Yeah, like we actually can talk about that. I'm really surprised. I was actually imagining something a bit more like what we have at lunch every day, where we just, like, look down, realize that none of us actually bring food to lunch, and then since we lost the 8-player Mario Kart races every day, we just sort of talk about things, and then stop, and then go, and then stop, and then laugh for no reason whatsoever because Crane hurt himself.
Oh, yeah, that's always good. But enough of this self-referential, not even humor, because it's not funny. Let's pause this, and we'll have bumper music.
Yeah,
signing off.
Anything?
We'll do the bumper music.
Stop talking. We don't need to record this. Signing off for right now.
We'll record more later, maybe. Okay, stop!
Pull the microphone away from your face.
I can fit underneath my desk.
So...